half-conscious and still battling the thick, sinuous body, Tyria felt herself shooting toward the surface. She was hauled roughly into the bright sunlight, with Mandoral's battle cry ringing in her ears.
Eulalia!
Spewing seawater and flailing feebly in the grip of the thing from the depths, both Tyria and the monster were dragged aboard the Petunia. Instantly, Cuthbert and the two subalterns flung themselves on the thing, kicking, punching, battering and biting. They freed Tyria from its crushing stranglehold. Mandoral seized the rope, slashing through it with his fearsome teeth. Quartle and Porton were knocked flat by the thick, writhing body, but Cuthbert and the Badger Lord grabbed it between them. They bundled it over the side, coil by coil, into the sea, where it slithered off with surprising alacrity, down into the dark depths. Still conscious, Tyria staggered across the deck on all fours, gasping.
What was it?
Lord Mandoral shook his great striped head.
It looked like some kind of large water serpent.
Cuthbert helped Tyria to stand upright.
Ha ha! Twed no serpent! That was an old conger, a giant eel of the seas. You're lucky to be still alive, Tilly mate. I never knew no beast to stand up to a conger, especially a giant one like that rascal.
Quartle and Porton thought otherwise.
Except Lord Mandoral and old blood and guts, what?
Absolutely. Three cheers for Lord Mandoral and old blood and... Beg pardon, Major Blaindell Frank. Hip hip!
From the mast top, Pandion joined in raucously. On her return to the mountain, Tyria sought out her room in the guest quarters. She slumped on the bed, overcome by a sense of depression. She had failed to retrieve the coronet, and to compound her misery, had to be rescued from an eel. Having had little sleep the previous night, and wearied by her ordeal in the sea, the otter maid closed her eyes and fell asleep. Judging by the angle of light slanting through the window, Tyria guessed it was early evening when she was awakened by some beast knocking on her door. She sat up, yawning and stretching.
Come in, please.
Captain Rafe Grandon marched smartly in and deposited the regalia which Mandoral had given Tyria on the bedside table. The tough-looking hare saluted her.
Lord Mandoral's compliments, miss. He requests that you join him at top table for dinner this evening. He sent these togs so you can attend in full fig, what?
Tyria took one look at the regalia and shook her head.
I'd rather not, Captain Rafe. Give his lordship my apologies. I'll be staying here on my own.
The stern-faced captain looked straight ahead, continuing to speak as if he had not heard the otter maid.
Dinner'll be served shortly, miss. I'll send subalterns Quartle and Porton to escort you to the mess. You'll be dressed and ready to attend.
Tyria protested.
But I've just told you...
Captain Grandon interrupted her abruptly.
I must inform you, miss. Any refusal would be taken as an insult to the ruler of Salamandastron. No beast refuses a badger lord. Not Don Young'un. Rank bad form, you know. So I'll leave you to make yourself presentable. Your servant, miss.